Please stand. Let's sing together as we prepare our hearts for our formal worship this morning.
Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I know I can stand secure.
Jesus, you're my firm foundation.
I put my hope in your holy word.
I put my hope in your holy word.
I have a living hope.
I have a future.
God has a plan for me.
God has a plan for me.
Of this I'm sure. Of this I'm sure. Jesus, you're my firm foundation.
I know I can stand secure.
Jesus, you're my firm foundation. I put my hope in your holy word.
Seated. If you look in the bulletin, you'll see that there's a note about the men's breakfast and Wednesday night and our youth group. Note the fact that they will not be meeting for the months of July and August. Missions committee meeting. It's the one thing I need to announce that's not in there. There will be a missions committee meeting Tuesday night at 7:30. Tomorrow night. Oh. Did I hear you wrong? Is that tomorrow night, 7:30, missions committee meeting for all you who are on the missions committee. And for anyone who'd like to come and see what the missions committee is all about, you're welcome to that meeting. I have a postcard here from Raymond from Malaysia that he sent to the church. I'd like to read for you. Dear church family, by the time you receive this, I will have been living and working in Asia for 2 months. Hard to believe, as it feels like I just arrived. Living in Singapore has been easy. Plenty of taxis and subways. Many people speak English, and there are plenty of churches. I settled on an ORPC. Does it look familiar, he says. Almost an OPC. It stands for Orchard Road Presbyterian Church. They have services in Mandarin, Indonesian, German, and English. You can guess which one I attend. I even go to a Bible study. Amazing how similar God's children seem when discussing our faith and our Lord. God bless you, Raymond Hayes. So that's a nice card from Raymond letting us know that he's thinking of us, and you keep him in your prayers. It's going to be, how long is Raymond till October? So that's like 4 more months almost. Okay. Well, keep Raymond in your prayers. In the Word of God, we are often just told to do something. There are other times when we see the example of somebody doing something. And when it comes to worship, we are told a lot about worship. We are also given pictures of worship. We have in Revelation 5 a view of heaven and worship going on. Let's stand together. I want to read this passage as we prepare ourselves for worship. God calls us to worship. Let's stand and get a glimpse of worship in heaven that is going on right now. I looked and I heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." And then I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and on the sea and all that is in them singing, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be praise and honor and glory and power forever." The four living creatures said amen, and the elders fell down and worshiped. Let us join the heavenly throng and adore our eternal Lord. Hymn number 19 in the hymnal. Almighty God, as we sing your praises, the praises of our Savior, we thank you for this glimpse at heavenly worship. For we at times do not have words to express in worship. But as we read in your word, the offering of praise and honor and glory, power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and praise. We put all those words together and they are yet inadequate to praise you for who you are and what you have done for us through the Lamb that was slain for our sin, the Lord Jesus Christ. Worthy is the Lamb. And Father, may we worship him in a way that shows forth his worth. Send your Holy Spirit upon us. Take from our minds the thoughts and concerns of this world and our lives. And may we, during this time of worship, focus upon you and have clear minds to meditate upon your worthiness. Lord, bless us through the word, and we pray that this, the Lord's day, would be a blessed Sabbath, a day of rest, and a day of worship. For we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. Please be seated. Our Old Testament reading this morning is from 1 Samuel 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15, starting at verse 10.
Then the word of the Lord came to Samuel. I am grieved that I have made Saul king, because he has turned away from me and has not carried out my instructions. Samuel was troubled, and he cried out to the Lord all that night. Early in the morning, Samuel got up and went to meet Saul. But he was told, Saul has gone to Carmel. There he has set up a monument in his own honor and has turned and gone down to Gilgal. When Samuel reached him, Saul said, The Lord bless you. I have carried out the Lord's instructions. But Samuel said, What then is this bleating of sheep in my ears? What is this lowing of cattle that I hear? Saul answered, The soldiers brought them from the Amalekites. They spared the best, the sheep and cattle, to sacrifice to the Lord your God, but we totally destroyed the rest. Stop, Samuel said to Saul. Let me tell you what the Lord said to me last night. Tell me, Saul replied. Samuel said, Although you were once small in your own eyes, did you not become the head of the tribes of Israel? The Lord anointed you king over Israel, and he sent you on a mission saying, Go and completely destroy those wicked people, the Amalekites. Make war on them until you have wiped them out. You did not obey the Lord. Why did you pounce on the plunder and do evil in the eyes of the Lord? But I did obey the Lord, Saul said. I went on the mission the Lord assigned me. I completely destroyed the Amalekites and brought back Agag, their king. The soldiers took sheep and cattle from the plunder, the best of what was devoted to God, in order to sacrifice them to the Lord your God at Gilgal. And Samuel replied, Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. For rebellion is like the sin of divination, and arrogance like the evil of idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he has rejected you as king. Then Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned. I violated the Lord's command and your instructions. I was afraid of the people, so I gave in to them. Now I beg you, forgive my sin and come back with me so that I may worship the Lord. But Samuel said to him, I will not go back with you. You have rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord has rejected you as king over Israel. As Samuel turned to leave, Saul caught hold of the hem of his robe, and he tore it. Samuel said to him, The Lord has torn the kingdom of Israel from you today and has given it to one of your neighbors, to one better than you. He who is the glory of Israel does not lie or change his mind. for he is not a man that he should change his mind.
When you read of that passage about Saul, you, in a sense, look at it and go, what's the big deal? I mean, he's doing the best he can, you know. I don't know if you've ever read that and wondered, wow, you know, God commanded him to do it, and he was to do exactly as God commanded, and he took it on himself to do something that God said he shouldn't do. And we so often think like that, don't we? God commands us, and we're in a situation, and we think, well, you know, God can't mean going all the way with this. If I do that, that's wasteful, or it's this, or it's that. And we sin like that all the time, every day. So let's take this opportunity to confess to the Lord our sins, and specifically the sin of substituting our works and what we think is right for just plain obedience to the simple command of God. Our Father in heaven, we read the Sermon on the Mount, we read Romans 12, we read passages that lay out for us the ethics, the normal Christian life, and we so often sinfully say, you can't mean all of that. You can't mean to that extreme. And we do what Saul did. We decide to obey our way. Lord, forgive us of this sin. It is a great sin. As you told Saul, it is like idolatry. Which of us would set up an idol in our backyard and sacrifice animals to it? And yet you tell us that disobedience is like the sin of idolatry. It's choosing another God, the God of our own will. Lord, forgive us. Forgive us of the sins we have committed this week. Each of us as individuals have specific sins we fall into. Lord, forgive us in Jesus' name. In 2 Corinthians 5, we have these words. If anyone's in Christ, he's a new creature. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. All this is from God, who through Christ reconciled us to himself and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that in Christ God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting to us the message of reconciliation. As we come to God and confess our sins, he promises that he will forgive us and not count our trespasses against us, because he punished his son for them in our place. We are told in Psalm 96, ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Let us worship God with our offering, our regular offering of our tithes and the building fund offering. Our New Testament lesson, Luke 6, 43 through 49.
Luke 6, verses 43 through 49. I think it says 48, but we're going to go all the way through today. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor does a bad tree bear good fruit. Each tree is recognized by its own fruit. People do not pick figs from thorn bushes or grapes from briars. The good man brings good things out of the good stored up in his heart, and the evil man brings evil things out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say? I will show you what he is like who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice. He is like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed, and its destruction was complete.
Let us stand together, and we will sing a medley of hymns and songs, May God prepare us for the preaching of His Word as we sing.
Love the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, than the honeycomb. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandments of the Lord are pure, enlightening the eye. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true, and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey, and the honeycomb. Bless thou the truth, dear Lord.
Let us pray. Almighty God, your word is perfect. Your word is like bread. It feeds us. And we thank you that it is not up in heaven or someplace inaccessible, but that you've given us your word. We have it right before us. And it is life, and it instructs us. So, Lord, this morning we ask that you teach us from your word what it is we need to know to serve you better. And we pray that you would use your word to bring any among us who do not know Christ as their Savior, to see him as the one they need for the forgiveness of their sins. For we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.